time can do so much.
Just wait and see. Memorial Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Join in. sunshine came softly through my window today. Could have tripped out easy, but I've changed my way. It'll take time, I know it, but in a while you're gonna be mine, I know it. We'll do it in style. Cause I made my mind up, you're going to be mine. I'll tell you right now.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Hey, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. Glad you're here as we cruise through the night together. More great timeless hits just moments away on WRJN.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
All along must I
For 98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news. And we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
Just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. Too good to be true. Can't.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you.
I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. Time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on. Light on fire.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Hello.
News, timeless hits on WRJN. Once again, Racine's home for Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. Listen weekday mornings at 7:25 with Don Rosen, and again at 12:05 with Dan Marcus. The rest of the story with Paul Harvey is back on WRJN.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
I have to follow you and beg you. is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Asian shares have dipped in an echo of Wall Street sell-off. Stocks tumbled with the Dow plunging 890 points and the Nasdaq falling 4% a day after President Trump refused to rule out a recession this year. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
There's a cloud of uncertainty hanging over investors. It starts in the biggest sense with the overall economy. With on-again, off-again tariffs, a slowdown in consumer, business, and government spending, and the idea that the president did not rule out a recession when asked point blank, there are fears that the U.S. economy could be facing its first recession since 2020.
A judge is ordering the Trump administration not to deport a Palestinian activist, pending a legal fight over his detention. It comes as hundreds gathered in New York City to protest the arrest of green card holder Mahmoud Khalil, who was placed in ICE custody over the weekend. CBS's Lilia Luciano says the Trump administration is offering multiple reasons for his arrest.
What the Department of Homeland Security has expressed is that they're following an executive order that bans anti-Semitism. What Secretary of State Rubio has said is that this is one example of other people who could lose their visas and their green cards.
Secretary of State Rubio is in Saudi Arabia for a meeting with a Ukrainian delegation on trying to end the war with Russia.
We have to understand, what is the Ukrainians' real position? How far can they go? Where are the Russians? How far can they go? And then we have to see how far apart that is.
More from CBS's Holly Williams in Lviv.
Zelensky stressed over the weekend that his country has always wanted peace. They never wanted the invasion in the first place. But going forward, Ukraine doesn't want to be pressured into a ceasefire deal that rewards Vladimir Putin with territory and then allows him to invade all over again in a few years' time, because that has happened before. And to stop it happening again, Ukraine wants security guarantees, including from the U.S.
The Pope's recent address to the faithful during his hospital stay is allowing doctors to feel more optimistic about his overall recovery. CBS's Chris Livesay has more from Rome.
The mere fact that he was able to issue this message was indeed an encouraging sign. And now one we know that was leading up to this very positive news that we've gotten today. Nevertheless, he is indeed an 88-year-old man who has double pneumonia, but it looks a lot better than it did before.
In the U.S. Senate,
this vote, the yeas are 67, the nays are 32. The nomination is confirmed.
And Lori Chavez de Remer, formerly a Republican representative from Oregon, is President Trump's Secretary of Labor. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, welcome to IKEA. How can I help you?
My schedule is crazy. I just want some me time.
We could all use a sanctuary from stress. Why not turn your bedroom into the place to decompress with our selection of comfortable beds, pillows, decor, mood lighting, and so much more. Every time you step in there, it's nothing but me time. I mean, you time.
Sounds like a dream.
Here to make your me time dreams come true. Visit us in-store or at ikea-usa.com/sleep to create a comfy, blissful bedroom today.
T-Mobile Home Internet is all about speed, value.
What you doing, Zach?
First thing, there are so many benefits. You got to talk fast.
T-Mobile Home Internet ranks number one in customer satisfaction for home wireless internet by J.D. Power.
Wow, you are good.
Try singing it. T-Mobile has price lock.
They won't raise your rate on internet.
Hulu and Paramount Plus on them.
On them.
Get T-Mobile Home Internet all in for just $55 a month with auto pay and any postpaid voice line. Additional terms apply. For J.D. Power 2024 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
As the price of eggs remains high, one Oklahoma man has an idea that may help. KWTV-TV's Elizabeth Fitz in Oklahoma City.
Amid a nationwide bird flu outbreak and soaring egg prices, Craig Beam got the idea to rent out some of the chickens and quail on his farm.
This program would be great for somebody just starting out. It's $500 for the coop and four birds for 6 months.
Renting a coop is not cheaper than buying eggs at the grocery store, even as prices soar.
But that's not what we're teaching. And we're teaching self-sufficiency and knowing that you can go to the store and they can be completely out of eggs, yet you still have your eggs at your house.
There are no permits or fees required to raise chickens or quail in Oklahoma City, although enforcement is on a complaint basis.
The science fiction film Mickey 17 opened in first place on the North American box office chart. Second place went to Captain America, Brave New World, followed by Last Breath, The Monkey, and Paddington in Peru. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
by meteorologist Rodney Price. Stars at a few high clouds for the overnight as a southwest to westerly wind will be a little gusty at times. Lows dropping back into the upper 30s. On Tuesday, mostly sunny skies. Winds turning to the northeast. Highs in the mid-40s, then falling late the day. It's 57 at our studios.
Good golly, man.